And now, Tucson's Hispanic Voices with Steve Nunez.
Across the country, newspaper circulation has declined every year over the last three decades, while advertising revenue began to take a more serious nosedive beginning in the mid-2000s.
Now, with the growth of the internet, making money has been something of a struggle for the print industry as a whole.
Sales and profits both are shrinking, with circulation down nearly 40%.
Newspapers' decline first began with the arrival of television in the 1950s. The internet explosion in the 90s further cut into newspapers' dominance as a source of news and ad revenue. Then Craigslist came around in the 2000s and further decimated ad revenue by up to 70% for many newspapers. In Tucson, the 138-year-old Tucson Citizen then folded in 2009. In 2016, the Arizona Daily Star began to cut staffing and 3 years later, shut down its press and print and outsourced it to the Arizona Republic in Phoenix. Recent studies have also seen a steep decline in U.S. magazine newsstand sales. But in recent years, the U.S. economy has also become more global and more multicultural than ever before, especially between the U.S. and Mexico. Today, at least one Tucson print publication, Arizona Bilingual News, is on the way up and increasing its circulation to 150,000 readers across its magazine, website, and social media platforms, stretching from Tucson, Southern Arizona, and Sonora, Mexico. Its leader is Alma Gallardo. She's the owner, publisher, and editor-in-chief and started Arizona Bilingual 17 years ago. Alma's now created a bicultural expose which enriches communities by sharing reliable, positive, and important information to its readers. Let's highlight Alma's achievement and learn about the secrets to her success. Good morning and welcome to Tucson's Hispanic Voices. I'm Steve Nunez. My goal is to give voice to Hispanics by bringing diversity into the conversation and sharing those stories of success. As mentioned, my guest today is Alma Gallardo. She started Arizona Bilingual Newspaper in 2003 and has built strongly on its success. Today, the news magazine is growing and more popular than ever before, in part because Alma uses the newspaper as a vehicle to also give back to our community by hosting events to benefit families and children. As a result, Alma has received numerous honors and awards, including the Hispanic Businesswoman of the Year, the LULAC Community Award, the Flores del Desierto Award given by the Mexican Consulate for her hard work in serving the bilingual community. Most recently, Tucson City Council Vice Mayor Richard Fimbres appointed Alma to represent Ward 5 as a commissioner for the Pima County and City of Tucson Business Commission Council. Alma Gallardo, welcome to Tucson's Hispanic Voices. Once again, this is your second time on the show.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much. And good morning, Steve. Happy Saturday.
Yeah, happy Saturday. And we'll get to your event that you're hosting today, which is the Turkey Drive-Thru. You and Arizona Bilingual News are giving away 1,000 turkeys.
Yes, that's correct. We have been hosting and coordinating this event for 9 years. This is obviously the ninth year that we're doing this. Let me tell you something about this event. We started this event with a partnership with Clinic America Familiar, Dr. Rios, and we started this event because they have a lot of people that they're like older and like seniors that they really need a lot of help and support, and that's why we started the event in that particular area.
And we're going to talk more about your turkey drive-through giveaway in just a couple of minutes. But first, I want to get back to talk about Arizona Bilingual News and your success in building this magazine that is so amazing, not only for the Latino Hispanic community, but for the general market community in Tucson. And then it stretches all the way to Mexico. So I remember when you started Arizona Bilingual.
Yeah, a long time ago.
A long time ago, 17 years ago. Looking back then and where you're at now, what has surprised you the most?
It's incredible. It's incredible. Let me tell you, I love what I do. That's my motivation. I love it. Every single day, I love to work. So I think they said that if you do something that you do, that you have a job that you love, that will be the ideal job, right? So let me tell you, I love what I do. I like, I am always motivated. I love to try to help the community, to support the community, to engage with them and to share with other people in the community, other community leaders or clients, you know, to know each other. In that way, everybody can help. That's what I do. That's what I like to do. Being said that, we have been blessed because we have different teams through the 17 years, and all of them, maybe they think alike what Jesus and I, our mission and vision, they love it too. So they help us, they support us, and they love Arizona Bilingual, and maybe that's what it takes to be successful in the consistency of being here and working very hard to have the print edition every single month. And not only that, we added different things through the years, like our distribution. We increased our distribution not only to Tucson, to Southern Arizona and Northern Sonora, Mexico. And as you know, we have a lot of people that U.S. citizens that live in Tucson and live in Sonora as well, and they come and go. So that specific part has helped us a lot too. And not only that, our social media and being in the website and trying to increase that on us every single day. And this year, with everything that happens on 2020, we have an increase in that situation in social media and online. And we, every single day, we have information about our clients. But not only about our clients, we have information about what's going on in the community, all the resources that are available. And we try to do everything in English and Spanish.
Alma, your passion and love for building Arizona Bilingual News for what it is today, every time I see you, it shows on your face because you smile and you're smiling. So let me ask you this. What nurtured this dream to start Arizona Bilingual?
Well, you know that my background is in radio and TV.
Yes, sell for local radio and TV Spanish.
Yes, and I work for an advertising agency that still is working in Mesa, Arizona with Legion Wright. I work with them. And at that time, when I was in the transition of working in the TV station with the advertising agency, I had a client and a friend of mine that he was the founder of the Arizona Bilingual, and he was advertising with us at that time, and he told me, hey, I'm tired, I want to retire, and I wanted to do other things. I'm selling this. Okay, let's talk. And that's how it started. And at that time, Arizona Bilingual has had only distribution in the Tucson area, like 3,000 copies at that time. And with the years and everything that we have been done with the publication, we print 25,000 copies per month at this point.
So who was the person that inspired you to keep pushing for success, especially through all of the hard times? Because in the beginning, it was tough. It was tough to expand and to build, because I remember that. I remember when you started the magazine and took over and you were trying to grow it. It was tough at first.
I think everything, when you start everything, I mean, from scratch, it takes time and it takes a lot of, you have to be prepared. When you start a business, you have to be prepared for all the challenges that you're going to be facing, because as a business owner, you're gonna find a lot of situations that you have to face, and you have to resolve the best way you can. What happened with Arizona Bilingual, it was something that I think that was my motivation, that it was something that it needed to be like growing little by little, and I knew how to sell, and I knew how to talk to people, and the other things you learn through the way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I learn every single day, Steve, from a lot of people. I still make a lot of mistakes. And I have to say, there's a lot of people that knows more than you, and you have to learn from them. I have a couple of mentors that are always, you know, saying, supporting, and saying, you know, this thing is not right, maybe you should do it right. And sometimes we ask for opinion to other people. You have to. There's no way you know everything, you know? And when I saw that Arizona Bilingual what was growing little by little, and we had that consistency. I think that was what the clients and the people that support us, not only in the publication and the events, they see that we accomplish everything that we said. You know what I mean?
I mean,
if you promise something, you better have to do it, because if not, people will be disappointed, obviously, and they're not going to support you, right?
Would you say that is your biggest asset as far as success is concerned?
Yes, and everything that we said, we accomplish it. And not only that, if we make mistakes, we face the mistakes and we tell the clients, I'm sorry, we had this mistake, because mistake happens every single month and every single day. And, you know, when I tell a client, you know, we did this wrong, there was a mistake in the advertisement. It doesn't matter that sometimes it's the client's mistake, but at the end, we have to check everything, you know what I mean?
At the end of the day, you're held accountable for everything.
Exactly. So, and I think that's something that the clients like, and they understand that we're like human, and that we always will make mistakes. We try not to do mistakes, but I mean, it's a lot of things that we have to do. When it's not the same when you have like a print publication, because every mistake will stay there. In radio and TV, you can edit and erase it, and you can do a new one. You can make a new one, you know. But with us, no. So that's a problem. So every mistake that we do is like we feel so bad. But I mean, try to make it better every time.
You're listening to Tucson's Hispanic Voices with Steve Nunez. We'll be right back. And now, Tucson's Hispanic Voices with Steve Nunez.
Welcome back to Tucson's Hispanic Voices. I'm Steve Nunez. Sadly, newspaper and magazine sales and influence across the country are on the decline. Last year, again, magazines reported a significant drop in ad revenue and spending in print magazines by 18% year over year. But that's not the case for Arizona Bilingual News right here in Tucson. Alma Gallardo, who is owner, publisher, and editor-in-chief, started the news magazine 17 years ago. She's created a bicultural expose which enriches communities by sharing reliable, positive, and important information to its readers. Let's continue to highlight Alma's achievement in surviving and thriving as a news magazine publisher.
Why do you think Arizona Bilingual has been so successful at a time when traditional newspapers and magazines are losing readers, circulation, and advertising revenue? You're actually growing.
Well, what happens is that we're very local. We're like local owners, and maybe that's one of the keys that make you that we're growing, because through the years we have seen a lot of newspapers and publications that they have been, you know, closing and going out of business. But because sometimes they're not from here or they're like corporate, this happens. I don't know why. And what happened with Arizona Bilingual is that we try to do it very local. And our market is that bilingual community, you know, that is growing every single day. And our community in Spanish needs to know what's going on and what is happening in our community. And, you know, you don't know how many compliments we receive when we share the information in Spanish, even in the publication and social media and other areas and newsletter and everything that we do. People really appreciate that, because a lot of people, they don't even speak English, you know. But we cannot forget our community that they speak English, right? So we try to do it both. And I think this is something that is really a key for our publication, that we're bilingual.
Alma, as a business owner, a mother of three, a wife, and an active member of the community who continues to host events and give back to the community, how do you find time to juggle everything that you do?
I don't don't know, but I think it's my motivation that I have, that I think very positive all the time. I think that's what motivates me, that I'm always positive. And if there's a problem or a situation, we need to think positive. You know why? Because if we think this is the end of the world, I mean, you're gonna fail. So you need to be positive. I mean, with everything that is going on a single day basis. But now that we're facing a situation that is affecting everyone in the world, we need to be more positive. I mean, at this point, and be together and be supporting each other and helping our people. And especially in these times, local business owners, we need to support each other. And that's what I think that keeps me motivated. But I mean, and not only that, I do a lot of other things with my family, my parents and everything. But I think God gives me this strength, and I really appreciate that. And I pray every single day in the morning and at night.
Speaking of praying and being from Magdalena.
Yes.
Talk about how you were able to successfully expand Arizona Bilingual to Sonora, Mexico. And why did you think a bilingual news magazine would work in Mexico, especially when you're competing against El Imparcial and so many other Spanish language publications?
Well, let me tell you something. Our El Imparcial, they're our friend. We print in there.
Oh.
Yeah. We print in Mexico. I mean, we used to print here in Arizona for a long, long time. A lot of the publications that, of the newspapers like in Arizona that we work with, they ran out of business, and other ones, they were extremely expensive. And you know, we have a bilingual publication that is free. We don't charge for the actual publication. We charge for the advertisement. So if you wanted to keep it that way, we needed to expand and look for other avenues and see how we can make it more profitable, you know? So we had different approaches with different other print companies in Sonora and Sinaloa, Mexico. And we, at the end, we realized that that was the best avenue for us to print with them because of the pricing, the quality, and everything that they offered to us. Because they bring the publication to us. We don't go and pick it up. I mean, they bring it to us to Tucson, Arizona. We have been working with them for several years, and it has been amazing.
Again, you're from Magdalena.
I'm from Magdalena. I'm very proud for me. I mean, I've been born and raised in Magdalena. I have a lot of family in Sonora, in Magdalena, a lot of friends and a lot of people that knows us. And my family is pretty well known in there. My father and my mother, she was a teacher for 35 years. And my father used to work for the federal government. And everybody knows them. So that's why we wanted to start distributing the publication not only in Magdalena, in Nogales, in Imuris, in Santa Ana, in Hermosillo, and which is the capital of Sonora. And we have, you know, and what happened is that we know a lot of people in there, and we know that a lot of people, they live in Arizona and Sonora, especially in Tucson. Tucson has a big, big tie with Sonora, with Hermosillo, and you don't know how much that people are suffering right now that they cannot come to the U.S. because of the situation that is going on. A lot of people, they were like living, working between Sonora and Arizona, but not only that, I mean, they didn't work in here. They come to pick up in merchandise to sell it in Sonora, in different areas, and it's incredible. So what happened with Arizona Bilingual being distributed in Sonora is because we're from Magdalena, and we thought that it was going to be a great successful to deliver to there, and we started with a north part, and now we distribute it until Hermosillo, and we used to distribute in Obregón and San Carlos, but now we distribute until Hermosillo, Sonora, which is the capital.
And being from Magdalena, when you go home to visit, how special is that feeling when you see your magazine on a newsstand or people throughout Magdalena reading Arizona Bilingual?
You know, when we distribute the publication in Magdalena, if they distribute it today, tomorrow, nobody has, not even like any store or area in Magdalena, it ran out. They don't have it. In fact, when I go to Magdalena, a lot of people, they stop us and they say, can I have some other copies? And they say, hi, how are you? Thank you very much. Because my dad, he writes every single month a story about a family from Magdalena. So everybody's looking for that. You know what I mean?
So he features a family from Magdalena?
Oh, yes, but not only one family. He features a lot of family related with that family. And because, I mean, he knows a lot of people and a lot of stories about the families in Magdalena. And he loves to write that a specific column that is called Familias Magdalenenses. And that's why a lot of people, I mean, most of the people in Magdalena, they're expecting the publication.
So he's giving voice to people from Magdalena, kind of like what we are doing here in Tucson, giving voice to Latinos through the radio and through your magazine.
And that's correct. Yes. And, you know, when I go to my hometown, I love it. I love the feeling that I would like to stay there like for so many days, but obviously it's impossible. But I love the feeling, how I feel, everybody saying hi to us and visiting us. And obviously in these times, well, we can't. But when we go there, especially to October, when we have the big fiestas from San Francisco Javier, oh, it's amazing the feeling. And everybody's coming from, I mean, different places in Mexico and the U.S. to visit San Javier in October. As I don't know if you know, but I mean, everybody that has been born in Magdalena and they live in other cities, or it doesn't matter, it's in Mexico City or in the U.S., they come back to Magdalena in October, in Christmas, and vacation time in spring.
When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Alma Gallardo, owner, publisher, and editor-in-chief of Arizona Bilingual News. We'll find out the keys to her success in growing a magazine at a time when ad revenue is on the decline. In support of Tucson's Hispanic Voices, please make sure to support our sponsors, MPG Tire and Auto, going the extra mile for you and your vehicle, Nova Home Loan, the best combination of rates, fees, and services since 1980, the Law Office of Natalie H. Haywood, she's more than just a criminal defense attorney, she's an advocate for human rights, and theme music composed by local guitarist Gabriel Francisco Romo.
You're listening to Tucson's Hispanic Voices with Steve Nunez. We'll be right back. And now, Tucson's Hispanic Voices with Steve Nunez.
The internet explosion in the 90s, followed by Craigslist in the 2000s, further decimated an already declining ad revenue for newspaper and newsstand magazines.
The growth of the internet, making money has been something of a struggle for the print industry as a whole.
Sales and profits both are shrinking, with circulation down nearly 40%.
In Tucson, the 138-year-old Tucson Citizen then folded in 2009. In 2016, the Arizona Daily Star began to cut staffing, and 3 years later, shut down its press and print and outsourced it to the Arizona Republic in Phoenix. But in recent years, the U.S. economy has become more global and more multicultural than ever before, especially between the U.S. and Mexico. Today, at least one Tucson magazine publication, Arizona Bilingual News, is showing positive gains in circulation and ad revenue. Also, Arizona Bilingual has grown from 3,000 readers to 150,000 across its magazine, website, and social media platforms that stretches from Tucson, Southern Arizona, and Sonora, Mexico. Welcome back to Tucson's Hispanic Voices. I'm Steve Nunez. Alma Gallardo serves as owner, publisher, and editor-in-chief and started Arizona Bilingual 17 years ago. She's now created a bicultural expose which enriches communities by sharing reliable, positive, and important information to its readers. Let's continue to highlight Alma's achievement and learn about the secrets to her success.
How tough has it been to compete for advertising dollars in today's market against other newspapers, TV and radio stations, web and social media platforms, and on and on?
Well, let me tell you what happens. When we have the competition is always there. and we respect every single one. We respect our friends from radio, TV, and other publications, and we try to work with all of them, let me tell you. And what happens today is that what we're doing right now, Steve, we're doing combo packages. I don't know if you know that we own the electronic digital billboards at the U.S. border, too, in Nogales and Agua Prieta with Douglas, in Nogales, Sonora, and Arizona, and the U.S. border right there. We own those electronic billboards, too.
Yes, I did my research, and I saw that. And I was really surprised, but not surprised at the same time, because I know how ambitious you are. But how is that working out for you?
You know, it's working pretty good because a lot of companies that are here in Tucson or in Southern Arizona, like corporate offices, they are interested in that because, I mean, I'm sure you know that when you're passing through from Sonora to Arizona to Nogales and Agua Prieta, in specific, that are two of the biggest markets to come to to Arizona, you have to wait for like at least for 2 hours online.
Yeah.
And the only thing that you can do is to be watching out of those billboards. In this time, in times with Christmas and different other big holidays here in the U.S., you know that Mexican shoppers, they come like crazy. It's not happening this since March, but now that the line is closed for the Mexican shoppers, you will be surprised how long time you have to wait online with the residents and users that I pass in through on a daily basis. It's incredible. You have to wait minimum in weekends 4 or 5 hours online now that the Mexican shoppers are not coming to Arizona.
How have you adjusted to that?
Well, we have been adjusting. A lot of clients, they cancel, obviously. They're coming back, a lot of them, because we show them that the lines are incredible and they need to share the information or their products with the residents and the U.S. citizens so that they're coming and going on a daily basis. And there are their clients, and they have to show to their clients what's going on. We know that the Mexican shoppers are important, but, I mean, you have to keep advertising with the local community, right?
Yes.
So that's what we're doing. We're doing combo packages with the publications, with the website that we have, with the social media packages that we're promoting, and the digital billboards. So and the events. The events now, they're not happening the way it used to, but a lot of people are supporting us with the events, and specific with the Thanksgiving event that we're having today. We're very blessed that a lot of clients, local clients, they are supporting this event.
In a year from now, we know that 2020 has been rough on all of us. What do you hope to be celebrating for Arizona Bilingual?
We hope to be celebrating our 18th anniversary, and to have like a celebration that everybody can come and can be celebrating with us. We hope so. And we were planning to do that the last year, and this year we were planning to do like a big celebration. Obviously it's not gonna happen, but we are very blessed to be here, to be in business, and to have had the opportunity to serve our community in Tucson, Southern Arizona, and Northern Sonora, Mexico.
As a Latina magazine owner, publisher, editor-in-chief, just about every other title, because you also...
I clean too, okay?
And you organize community events, and you go out and you sell. What advice do you have for other young Latinas and Latinos who want to achieve your same level of success as a news magazine owner?
I think anybody can do it, Steve. Anybody can do... if you have dreams, that dreams can happen. And if every year, every day I try to learn something. I learn a lot, and I try to read every type of information that I see in different other media, and any information that we receive from different channels that we have, that we open with the community, with the city, with the county, with the state, in a national level. You have to know what's going on in your community. You need to learn what's going on in your community. And I would like to share this message to other business owners. I know that we're very busy all the time, that we're in our business, but you need to have the time to see what's going on in other business in the community and to learn from other areas. And I'm talking about information about health, education, and all the resources that are available through different areas, in this case, from the city, from the county, from the state, that there has been a lot of help to the business, local business owners. But we need to have everything on, you know, to have to be organized and have everything ready with situations that are that you never know that we were going to be facing, like this one. But I think we need to be aware of what's going on in the community. And to know more about politics too, and to be able to serve other groups in the community. And you and me, we know that it takes time and it takes a lot of your time. But at the end, it's worth it.
Yes, it is.
Because you know a lot of people, you know a lot of resources, and you know, and those people that you know, they can come to your business, they can shop in your business, they can be your next client. You never know who needs your services. So that's why I always say to my clients and business partners that I know, come on, you need to come to this. If it's a breakfast, if it's a lunch, and if it's a mixer, I know that you cannot come to every single one, but try to. You know, try to be at least in a couple of them, and little by little. And sometimes we forget about that area. And when you ask me about that, that's my advice, and to try to read more and to see what's going on in your community on a single basis. That's what I. And that's my advice to all of them. And be well with your employees.
In support of Tucson's Hispanic Voices, please make sure to support our sponsors, MPG Tire and Auto, going the extra mile for you and your vehicle, Nova Home Loans, the best combination of rates, fees, and services since 1980, the law office of Natalie H. Haywood. She's more than just a criminal defense attorney, she's an advocate for human rights. And theme music, composed by local guitarist Gabriel Francisco Romo.
Listening to Tucson's Hispanic Voices with Steve Nunez. We'll be right back. And now, Tucson's Hispanic Voices with Steve Nunez.
Welcome back to Tucson's Hispanic Voices. I'm Steve Nunez. Despite the decline in print media circulation and advertising revenue, one Tucson publication, the Arizona Bilingual News, is thriving. Its circulation includes 150,000 readers across its magazine, website, and social media platforms, stretching from Tucson, Southern Arizona, and Sonora, Mexico. Alma Gallardo is owner, publisher, and editor-in-chief, and started Arizona Bilingual 17 years ago, and there are no signs of letting up.
Did you ever imagine Arizona Bilingual would reach 150,000 readers across Southern Arizona and throughout Sonora, Mexico?
No. Be honest, no.
You started with 3,000 publications printed, and now you have 150,000 readers.
Well, yes, combining our social media and online and everything, yes. I didn't imagine that, but I mean, we feel very happy, emotional, and blessed to have accomplished all of this, and that's our motivation to keep it going, that we have a big, big responsibility with our community, Steve.
Do you think more Latinas will follow your footsteps to publish a magazine, whether in English, Spanish, or bilingual format?
Yeah, I hope so. Why not? I mean, it's not easy. Let me tell you, you have to have a lot of, like a business plan to keep it going. You have to work 24/7. Let me tell you, I work Saturdays and Sundays most of the time. Not every single day, but I work because, you have to be, seeing what's going on and everything, and you have to be ready. We pray once a month, but, in order to pray once a month, you need to be working. Since this edition is distributed, you have to be thinking next day, what are you going to do for next one? So you have to be creative. You have to be finding the right people, the group of collaborators that we have, and looking for new ones. This never stops. You have to be committed to work, 24/7. That's how it works. And that's how it works in every single business, right?
Yep.
That's the way it is. So I hope more Latinas, through the years, a lot of people that have been working for us, they have their business right now. And I really admire that. We support them. And I'm so happy. And you remember when you tell me, Alma, that I can have my business? So I'm starting my business. Good for you. That's what we have to do. It doesn't matter what kind of business. Any type of business, unless you're a millionaire or something, or you have a big, big corporation that is that you're going to be representing, great for you. Every single business that you start, it has to be small, and you have to be thinking how you're going to grow that business.
When you drive around town, or you go to an event, or you stop at even Circle K, I know that Circle K is a big distribution point for you.
Uh-huh.
Are you still in awe when you see your magazine?
Oh, yes. And
feeling ever go away, or does it just keep growing? You have to pick it up and just look at it again because it's you. It's what you're doing.
No.
It's your livelihood. It's everything about you.
And when I'm driving around town, when I go to a specific place or business and I don't see the publication for anything, and I call the distribution team, what's going on? Why we're not having here the publication for this month? Or, we're always on top and checking everything that we do on a single basis, or people call, hey, we haven't received a publication and we have to send one of our team to go and deliver the publication. Or sometimes they don't do it because it was closed or something happened. But we're on top of all of that.
And you're able to do that in both Tucson, Southern Arizona, and in Mexico?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they call us. And we have people that distribute in Nogales, in Agua Prieta, in Cananea, in Magdalena, in Hermosillo. Magdalena, Imuris, and Santana is the same couple of people that they distribute in those areas, and they are my best friends since elementary school.
And I love Imuris.
I only mention
it because I love the
quesadillas and tortillas.
I love the queso and the quesadillas there you're stopping to eat there before you head straight through to Hermosillo. Imuris is the best.
Next time that I go there, I will bring you the tortillas and the cheese so that way you can make the quesadillas.
Please do so. Okay, let's talk about Arizona Bilingual News, which is involved in partnering or hosting at least 15 community events. You talk a lot about being involved, getting to know what's happening in the community, and giving back.
Yes.
Arizona Bilingual, you host and sponsor Kids Expo and Back to School Backpack Giveaway, Children's Day Festival, Health Fairs, Christmas Toy Giveaway Events, and many, many more. Today, as we mentioned at the top of the show, you are hosting a turkey giveaway at the Tucson Rodeo Grounds that started this morning at 9 and it runs until noon.
Uh-huh.
1,000 turkeys.
I hope we can give 2,000 maybe next year, but at least we're giving 1,000 turkeys. It's a lot, and for me, it's not a lot. Hope we can have 2,000 or 3,000 next year. And you know one thing? The feeling, Steve, is incredible. I wanted to cry when we finish an event. I always wanted to cry because I feel so blessed that, it's a lot of work. People, they don't even know. What you have to do in order to have those type of events. You have to plan it 6 months at least and be ready for everything. And the good thing about our events, we already know how to make it, And it seems easier, but it's a lot of work inside of our office because we don't do only that. We do a lot of different other things that we have to be on top of everything, plus the events. And this year, it has been extremely difficult to have an event because people, they don't understand why they have to be on their vehicle with a face mask and they have to be all the time with a mask, driving, and they have to be waiting on their cars in those two events, on the back to school and this one for the 30 turkey that we're doing today. They have been calling us incredible. I mean, so many calls that people, they don't understand why they cannot go walking like the previous years. Obviously, it's because the Pima County Health Department and the City of Tucson, in order to have this event, we have to sign a lot of disclaimers and we have to follow all the rules that we have to do in order to have this event. And if something is wrong, they're going to take it to us. You know what I mean?
Correct.
It's a lot of responsibility, and we hope people, they understand that it's not up to us. It's, we have to follow the guidelines and the policies in place, and we don't want anyone to be on risk, and we don't want anyone to be, you know, having any contentions with anyone. And we're doing a COVID testing at the same time this morning. Let me tell you, the Pima County Health Department has a COVID test with more than 20 people in there. You don't have to call. You just show up in your car with your mask, and they will do that test in less than minutes. So this is amazing, because that way you don't have to call previously to make an appointment. You just go in your car right here on 3rd Avenue, which is, you have to go on Irvington and then take 3rd Avenue, which is in the back of the rodeo, and you just go directly and you just say that you want to have the COVID test. You don't even have to go to our line and get a turkey, because a lot of people, maybe they don't want a turkey. They just want to go and have the test.
Wow.
So it's not easy, but I mean, at the end, the City of Tucson and the Parks and Rec team, they have been amazing with us. They have been supporting and helping, and I wanted to have this opportunity to thank Council Member Richard Fimbres from Ward 5 and Lupita Robles and the team, because it's incredible the way they support us all the events, and I really thank them. I don't have enough words to thank them and tell them that thank you very much for everything they have been supporting us.
Great job in organizing this event and not only giving away 1,000 turkeys, but making sure that our gente are getting tested for COVID-19.
Yes, and I think everyone should be doing that. It doesn't matter that you don't feel anything, because maybe you're asymptomatic and you don't know that you have it. You know what I mean? You don't have to be sick in order to go. I mean, it's open to everyone, and they are ready to attend up to 1,000 people.
Alma, before we go, I'd like to ask you a rapid fire questions. It's all about being a Tucsonan and having fun. I know you have a lot of advertisers, so I won't put you in a tough spot to choose. Are you ready?
Oh my God, yes.
Okay.
No, I'm not, but yes.
Yes. Okay, it'll be the same restaurant, El Charro Mexican, El Charro Steak, or Charro de Rey Seafood. Which one do you pick? Ooh, that's a tough one.
Well, I love Charro Cafe.
Okay.
I love them because, I mean, we have been going there for a long time, and I love the ambience, the tradition.
How about the carne seca?
Oh, yes, we love it. Carne seca, I love it. And the enchiladas and the different combo packages that they have. When you have a special occasion, I love Charro Steak.
You know, all three of them to me, I love.
But
I agree with you on Charro Cafe. Oh, man.
Yes.
The carne seca cheese enchiladas.
Yes.
All right, raspados. Con chamoy en tamarindo or con nieve?
Con chamoy y tamarindo.
How come?
I don't like a lot of sweet.
Tosti locos ceviche, tosti verduras, or tosti mango?
Tosti mango.
Really?
Yes.
You know what I had yesterday? Tosti locos ceviche.
It's really good. It's really good.
I did not think it was going to be that good. And
yeah,
I could not take my fork out of that bag.
It's amazing, but you know...
it is amazing what they do. And they put chili and then mayonesa and the queso. But oh my God, I never thought that whole combination with tostitos would be so good.
You know one thing, Steve? I mean, our Mexican cuisine and fusion is amazing. I mean, when people know our cuisine, I think they fall in love and they don't want to eat anything else. I mean, it's incredible. All the snacks and the seafood and the carne asada and the steaks and everything that we have, and the Mexican food, the tacos and everything. I mean, it's amazing. And Tucson has it all.
There's nothing better.
Yeah.
Nothing better. Hands down. I'm sorry.
When I go to Phoenix, I suffer.
You know, finding a good Mexican restaurant in Phoenix is not the same.
I don't go to a Mexican restaurant in Phoenix because I know that I'm not going to find it.
Red chili tamales or corn tamales?
Red chili tamales, Sonora style.
I agree with you on that. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner? Favorite meal of the day?
On weekends, my favorite meal is breakfast, because we do it like around 10 and 12, and I love it to be with a family and making anything they want. I love that. During week time, I like my lunch.
I'm the same way.
Yes.
Favorite música, banda, norteño, romántica, rock en español.
Rock en español, I'm sorry.
Okay, sing a song for us. Just kidding.
Te voy a cantar una de Juan Gabriel.
Okay.
Todas las mañanas entra por mi ventana el señor sol. Doy gracias a Dios por otro día más. My daughter, she's laughing. I can do it better, but I'm like kind of nervous.
So. A couple of tequila shots and we all sound better.
Yes, I will sing all night long.
Alma Gallardo, owner, publisher, editor-in-chief for Arizona Bilingual News. Thank you for being my guest on Tucson's Hispanic Voices. And congratulations on all of your success. And thank you for serving our community, especially our children.
Thank you very much. It has been an honor to be here. You don't know how I feel. I really thank you for this opportunity and to all of you, to Bustos Media. And thank you very much to you. I mean, you're doing an amazing show on radio. And I invite more people to come and contact you, because there's a lot of people that will be blessed to be in this show. And I think if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I really, really hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving with the family. Please, everybody, be with your mask. I mean, it doesn't matter, your family. That's what is happening right now, because we feel very comfortable with no mask, but we need to keep it going.
In support of Tucson's Hispanic Voices, please make sure to support our sponsors. MPG Tire and Auto, going the extra mile for you and your vehicle. Nova Home Loans, the best combination of rates, fees, and services since 1980. The Law Office of Natalie H. Haywood, she's more than just a criminal defense attorney, she's an advocate for human rights. And theme music, composed by local guitarist Gabriel Francisco Romo. Tune in to Tucson's Hispanic Voices every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 right here on KVOY 1030 The Voice. I'm Steve Nunez. See you on the radio next week.